Okay, Jane, what's on your mind, ma'am?
My daughter is going to be traveling to Tanzania, Africa, in
Wow.
another week or so, with a group for a nonprofit, and I just wondered if there are things she should do to prepare.
Well, you mean as far as
As
nutrition
far as
and stuff?
no, are you well? As far as I know, you recommend the Bernard solution when you're flying or whatever, and I didn't know if there were other things when she's going to
Oh,
be in a
okay.
different, climate or culture and all, because it'll be pretty remote where they're going.
Right. Well, the Bernard solution, long as we limit its use to no more than 3 days in a row, I've never seen it to suppress anybody's thyroid. It usually takes weeks and weeks to do that. And the reason my wife and I use it when we first initiate the flight, and then we use it every 4 to 6 hours, is because so many people getting off airplanes notice they're snuffling a little bit, and they've come down with something they caught from somebody else on the airplane, and
Right.
the potassium iodide, you can taste it for the whole flight. It doesn't taste yummy. It doesn't taste icky. It's just kind of annoying. And iodide in those membranes in the mouth, in the nose, in the lungs. Oh, yes, it cuts down on infections in people who have recurrent lung infections, people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It does that too. Anyway, iodide in all those linings, it kills germs. And so if we don't want to catch something from somebody else on the airplane, nobody ever has a flight that goes for 3 days. It's usually at most, what, 12, 16 hours. So you take it every 4 to 6 hours, and then once you get off the airplane, forget that one because you don't want to be taking it all the time. Now, the other things that are very important, one thing, keep the sugar out of the diet wherever we go. A dentist from Alabama, I've forgotten his name now, he was able to prove that the cells that fight against infections are suppressed by refined sugar. They just don't work too good if we've been eating refined sugar. So we want to keep all the refined sugar out no matter where we go, and all the refined carbohydrate too, which means eat the brown rice instead of the white rice and that kind of thing. Okay, but insofar as the vitamins A and D that you mentioned, I absolutely would be using those. Now, unless your daughter has a chance of becoming pregnant, 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, which is not really a big quantity, it's just made to seem like it were a big quantity, is quite safe. And the World Health Organization even has said that it is so well proven that vitamin A prevents death from infections that it should be considered unethical to do any more placebo-controlled studies where this person gets a placebo and that gets vitamin A. Person gets vitamin A because it's so well proven. And again, unless you might get pregnant, then 50,000 units a day is quite safe. And the other thing that you already mentioned, so you're up on a lot of this, is the vitamin D. We want to keep our levels into the tropical optimal. It just helps to cut down on the risk of infection. It doesn't prevent it totally, but it cuts down. And so for those of us who live in the Pacific Northwest, that's usually anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 units a day. Some of us need more, but we want to be checking with doctors skilled in that, knowledgeable in natural medicine about that just in case. So we've got the potassium iodide when we're flying. We've got don't eat refined carbohydrates, refined sugar, because that suppresses your white blood cells. We've got vitamin A and D. And then one other thing, carry a bit of extra vitamin C powder, please, because if we feel like we're coming down with something, if we take a bunch of vitamin C, it chases it away a lot more quickly. As you know, humans are one of the few species on the planet that don't make their own vitamin C when they come down with a flu bug. They try to, their livers do, but we're missing a unit of DNA, which controls the last step in making vitamin C. But you give your average animal, rabbit, cat, dog, giraffe, elephant, a virus, and its liver goes into overdrive making vitamin C. But take a little bit of vitamin C every day, but if we're coming down with something, what's a bunch? Oh, at least 4 to 6 grams a day. And that chases it away too, ma'am. So those are all the things I can think of right now.
Okay, well that's helpful, and I do have A and D, and I take that all the time myself. And then on the Bernards, I couldn't find that here at our local supplement store, but they do have iodine from potassium iodide. Is that the same thing?
I'd have to compare the two labels. If you want to compare labels, look at the label on the one in your local store, and then
Okay.
look at the label on Bernard Solution online. They let you see the label, of course, at the tomadispensary.com, and see
Oh,
if they
sure.
are the same. And if they're the same, then get your local one. But if the Bernard solution is a little stronger, which I suspect it is, but I can't prove it because I haven't seen the label on the local one. If the Bernard solution is a little stronger, I'd go with that. But if the one you have locally is the same or even a little stronger, that'd be fine.
Okay, that sounds good. And I have another question if you have time.
Go for it, ma'am.
Yes, I donated blood a couple of weeks ago, and I'm 75, and my blood count was just on the border. I think it was 38, and that's the lowest that they can of your
yes,
you know, that they could accept it. So she suggested that I take some iron. So I am on I have some Therasorb, so I'm taking that once a day. So is I'm not sure if, you know, if I need to go get checked. I did just see my naturopath, actually, at your clinic recently, and she didn't seem to be too concerned either, except to take iron, since if I've donated, it probably would drop it down anyway. And so is it, would you recommend it's still okay every few months or so to go ahead and donate blood?
Well, in your circumstance, I wouldn't make it every 3 or 4. I'd probably make it twice a year, ma'am, because you were kind of low. But here's the other thing. If nobody asks you to get a hair mineral analysis, please do. There's this misconception that iron is the only thing that has to do with building blood cells, and that's not true at all. Copper is a key. If you're low in copper, you can have all the iron in the world, and you still won't build red blood cells. Cobalt is another mineral that's needed to build red blood cells. And when we're our age, ma'am, a lot of times if we don't have enough tummy acid, we don't break those minerals out of the food as well as we might. And so iron as a supplement will help, but if there isn't enough of these other minerals around, it won't help. So anyway, get a hair mineral analysis and check the different, talk to your doc about checking the different minerals, which are, they're all on the hair mineral analysis, but which ones are important for building blood cells, just to make sure that your body has the capability of doing so. The iron by itself won't do it in some people.
Okay, I did have that done a couple of years ago, so is it good to have it redone then?
Well, if it was a couple of years ago, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the other thing, I have had the Heidelberg test, which I was low, and so I do take some of the HCL. And
good.
But I noticed that you were saying it might be necessary to take like 4 to 6, and
yes,
I haven't
ma'am.
Been taking that much, and I wondered also, is the amino acid test the same as the Heidelberg test, or is that different?
No, ma'am. Amino acid test is a fasting blood test. The
okay.
hair test is just turning a piece of hair. And those
right.
are the two things I find most useful at telling us whether we're taking enough hydrochloric acid for us and not for somebody else. Because if we're up to where we should be on the minerals and the amino acids, we got to be using enough hydrochloric acid. And if we're not up to where we belong, we're not using enough hydrochloric acid.
Okay, well, I wondered about that because I do have a lot of indigestion, and she has me on amino acid supreme powder, but I hadn't had any tests specifically to check on that. So.
Okay, ma'am, well, let me mention something here, please. If we're using enough hydrochloric acid, pepsin, and some of us need digestive enzymes after meals because the pancreas digests some degree of the protein too, if we're using enough of those two things, we should not be needing to take an amino acid supplement. So, yeah, because our bodies are breaking down our protein. That is, unless we're totally vegan, which is a different story. But if we're eating the average amount of animal protein, we shouldn't be needing that. So you might check back about, gee, should I get checked about how my pancreas is doing? Because that is the second stage in digestion. But, yes, do take the amino acids, since apparently you've got a need for them. But the next step is, why do I need to take these amino acids? Because when I was 16, I didn't need to take them. I had enough hydrochloric acid. I had enough pancreatic digestive power, you see?
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.